The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Here we are, Tuesday, the 17th of October, 2023. Another year. We're almost into a new year. So, let's see here. I have a question. The most hated man in the world. Or woman. We don't want to. We want to be fair. The most hated man, the most hated woman. Or women. Well, how about we begin with Joe? Where are you going with your hand, with that gun in your hand, Biden? Many people hate Joe. The not president of the United States of America and his not wife, first lady. Well, she's his wife. She is his wife. She is not the first lady. But he's about to leave politics. Not only is he about to leave politics, he's about to end his long term in life itself. The expiration date is coming. His political career is over. And his criminal activities are about to end forever. But then we have to talk also about Vladimir Putin. Is he the most hated man in the world? Well, with Vladimir, very soon, he is going to go to war in the Middle East. And once this war takes place, the Russian forces with other nations are going to be destroyed. And Vladimir Putin's political career is going to be over. The Russian people will not vote him back in again. After he wins the war, after he loses the war in the Middle East. So Vladimir Putin, is he the most hated man? How about Donald Trump? Donald Trump is definitely hated by the globalists. I must say that the globalists also hate Vladimir Putin. The globalists, their main man is Joe, where are you going with that gun in your hand, Biden, who is not the president. But even more so, there are many leaders of the world who hate the president in the shadow, Barry Satoru, Barack Obama. The leaders of the nations are fully aware of who is running the United States of America. The American people don't know because the American people have been deceived. There is a spell, a spiritual blindness upon the minds of the people in the United States of America. But the nations of the world aren't fooled. Putin isn't fooled. Now let's talk about Xi Jinping. Is he the most hated person in the world? So you have Putin, Xi, Donald Trump. Donald Trump, again, is definitely hated. He is not a globalist. Putin is not a globalist. Xi Jinping is not a globalist in the sense of he wants the Western world to be the New World Order. No, he wants to be the hegemon, eventually China, to be the hegemon of the world by 2049. He is kind of in between. He is a globalist. He is 100% behind the climate change initiatives, because with these initiatives, they'll bring in 15-minute cities. He doesn't want a 15-minute city. He wants a 5-minute city. You live in the high rise, and you can leave your apartment, go downstairs, pick up what you need, go back upstairs. But you can't go outside. A 5-minute city. Well, there are these people I've just mentioned. Oh, I need to mention someone else. Benjamin Netanyahu. So there's a contest taking place. Who is the most hated individual? Benjamin Netanyahu is definitely in that list, on that list. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, podcast 1360khnc.com. We'll be back. Let's continue with the most hated people in the world.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Hey, y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. Being from Oklahoma, I know a thing or two about natural disasters. Tornadoes are common where I'm from and have affected my life and the lives of people I care about. No matter where you live, be aware of the dangers in your area and have a plan. You can create an emergency kit, come up with an evacuation plan, and know where to seek shelter. You never know when a disaster may hit. These simple steps can help save a life. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Okay, time. The doomsday clock. The doomsday clock. Where are we? 11:58, 11:59. In the 60s, 50s, the term the doomsday clock. The political or the military commanders of the world looking to see where the world sat after Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Where is the world in the doomsday clock? Well, Christ said in Matthew 24, he gave the minutes and the hours and the minutes that would eventually lead to the coming of a millennial kingdom, the kingdom of heaven on the earth, and the end of the kingdom of darkness. We're in that last 9 years of the doomsday clock. One of the signs early in that 9 year period, that last decade, would be a prophecy in Psalm 83. It would be a war that Israel will fight with enemies, the adversary within the country, and the enemies without. And then enemies within the region, and then enemies internationally. Internationally, the enemies would become America, European nations, China. Regionally, it would be Russia, Turkey, some of the nations in the old Soviet bloc, from North Africa, Libya, and Ethiopia. Saudi Arabia would also join the conflict. Iran, ancient Persia, that would be regionally. Surrounding Israel, you would have to the north, west, the Hezbollah terrorists in Lebanon. Not necessarily the whole government or the people, the civilians of Lebanon, but the terrorists. In Syria, you would have terrorist organizations there also. Be called the Liwa Fatimiyan, which is the Muslim terrorists. In Yemen, you have the Houthis. Lebanon, you have the Hezbollah. Iran, you have, or I'm sorry, within, you would have in Yemen, you would have the Houthi, I said that. All these Islamic Muslim armies. Then you would have in present day Jordan a variety of different Islamic terrorists. This would be surrounding Israel, within Gaza, Hamas within, Hamas in the West Bank. Israel will defeat the enemies within the country, to the north in Lebanon, Syria, present-day Jordan, destroy Damascus. That will take care of the nations surrounding Israel and the terrorist groups. Then comes the regional war with Russia, Iran, again, some of the nations to the north, Turkey, a few others. You have Ethiopia, Libya from South Africa. That's regional. Then coming in the future, you have America, China. From distant areas, you will have more Islamic forces coming to the Middle East. So Israel is in for a long hardship. But initially in this first war, in Psalm 83, Israel, through Benjamin Netanyahu, is going to win these battles and be free and secure her borders and eliminate the threat inside the borders. Inside of Israel's borders, the threat will be dealt with. So, I'm trying to just give you an overview. As time goes on, you'll see the threat continue. You're going to see the war escalate. The terrorists will not stop. Hezbollah, Hamas, all these other Islamic forces are not going to back down. But Israel is going to win these battles. You cannot stop it. The battles will be won by Israel through Benjamin Netanyahu. When the war is over, I hate to say that Benjamin Netanyahu is probably going to be dismissed from duty. His political career is about over. Donald Trump's political career is coming to an end. Though Trump supporters don't want to hear this, don't want to believe it. Joe Biden's political career and his life is coming to an end. Somebody that was in the presidency in the past is coming to rule America once again. People don't want to hear this. They don't know about it. They don't believe it. Then Vladimir Putin, after Russia loses the war in present-day Jordan, Vladimir Putin, his time in the political arena is also going to end. Erdogan from Turkey, when he comes with Russia and Iran to destroy Israel, and the battle will be fought in the Jordan, the nation of Jordan. When that battle's over, Erdogan is going to be gone also. His career is done. This Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, when Persia is destroyed in a Gog-Magog war in Ezekiel 38-39, his time as the head of the Ayatollah is going to end also. The doomsday clock. Term limits for many of the world leaders presently coming to an end. Xi Jinping, he's going to be in power another 9 years. I feel he's the individual that is going to bring the kings of the East, China, and Asian sisters on the Belt Road west to Armageddon. So he'll be here for long. He has a time. He's going to be in the spotlight for quite a while. Barack Obama, a.k.a. Barry Satoru. His Christian name, Barry Satoru. Muslim name, Barack Obama. He's already in power, in the shadow, giving directions. His policies are being carried out through Anthony Blinken. All of these people that are in the Middle East right now. Even Joe, where are you going with the gun in your hand, Biden? He's over there right now. Or someone that appears to be Joe. If it isn't Joe, this individual should get the Academy Award for being the greatest Joe Biden imposter ever. All these people in this administration are being directed by one person, Barry Satoro. That's his Christian name. Everything's being directed from behind the scenes. The agencies that are being used, Serco in Europe, in England, the Senior Executive Service in the United States of America, the COG, Continuity of Government in America, which includes all of the intelligence agencies, all of the mainstream media, MSNBC, CNN, ABC, NBC, even Fox. This is part of the apparatus of control that he is using. You don't have to believe me. Just give it some time. The doomsday clock. We are 9 years away from the kingdom that Jesus Christ said he would set up and that he would be the king over. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Many of the religious people in the world, in the Christian churches, in the lampstands of God, are not aware of where we are in time. They don't pay attention. Not all of them, most of them. The people of the world, Christ said, are wiser than the children of light. And the people of the world, they are watching what's happening. They know that the biological or the doomsday clock is approaching midnight. They see the signs that the Christian people are to look for. Cashless societies, wars, earthquakes, volcanoes, tsunamis, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, signs in the sky. We got another big sign coming next year. I believe it's 2024. Another solar eclipse over the United States of America. The previous one slashed across the country. I think it was from north to south. The next one is going to be from south to north, a big X. The United States is going to be X'd out. The punishment of God is going to increase on the United States of America starting next year. It's already begun because of our sinfulness, our lawlessness, our corruption. You have in the seven hills of hell in Washington, D.C., the seven stargates to Hades. The children of the devil are in power. They rule over this country. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, podcast 1360 KHNC. To the Present Truth site. We'll be right back.
If you're not listening to Swamp Fight, you're just not listening. Join us here in the swamp Wednesdays at 5 p.m. and Saturdays and Sundays at 12 noon right here on AM 1360.
Hi, my name is Sam Cheshire. My wife Lisa and I own Build Design America in Longmont, Colorado. We've been in business for over 30 years, offering full-service flooring to Northern Colorado. A few years ago, we started into Kiva Studios. We offer full-service kitchen and bath remodeling, along with a design service. We're located in Longmont at 665 Frontage Road. Our phone number is 303-772-1202. And we also offer free design services. So give us a call, 303-772-1202.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out, 970-776-0258, My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Hi, this is Craig James from Just Informed Talk Radio, and I'm here to tell you about My Kind CBD products. I have been using these products myself, and I can tell you this is the highest quality CBD product I've ever used in my life. My Kind CBD products are 100% THC free, locally sourced from Colorado hemp farmers, and they're organic. And if you want, you can give them a shot today by going to 1360khnc.com/shop. And when you do, make sure you try out everything from the sunscreen, to the lotion, to the salve, to the retinol cream, to the tinctures, to the cocoa, to the coffee, to the tea, everything in between. And make sure you try out the pet products as well. They have pet shampoo and pet tincture. You're not going to be disappointed. These products are white labeled and sold in high-end stores and boutique salons for 2, 3, and 4 times the price you're going to be paying at 1360khnc.com/shop, straight from the manufacturer. So go there and buy your products today, and I know you're going to become a repeat customer just like me.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with My Kind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360khnc.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Okay, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3, Present Truth. Sundays, 9 to noon, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Podcasts always on 1360khnc.com. For my programs, all the other hosts that are on podcast also. Programs streamed forever, every day. Streaming never ends, so you can tune in whenever you want. This Benjamin Netanyahu, he's a baby boom generation individual from the nation of Israel. Trump, baby boom generation from America. Vladimir Putin, put in by God, Putin, baby boom generation individual from Russia after World War II. All these individuals have something in common. Barry Satoro, baby boom generation from America. Talk about Erdogan from Turkey. What about Hillary, Rockefeller, Clinton? Baby boom, United States of America. What about Bill Rockefeller Clinton? Baby boom, United States. All these people. How about Bill Gates of hell? Baby boom. United States of America. Something about the baby boom generation period of time internationally. They will all mature at the same time, to be powerful at the same time, to be either blessed or cursed about the same time. Benjamin Netanyahu, like I stated yesterday, was trained in America, graduated at MIT, spent time in this country, has been involved in politics in Israel since the early 80s. All through his years, he was in the military, served his service, his time in the service, being trained for this battle. He is the David, like David and Goliath. He's the David. All the nations around him, the terrorist groups around him, can't be defeated. Impossible to defeat. You don't even want to entertain the thought that Israel is going to win this war. The United States wants to send in 2,000 troops to assist because the United States knows that the IDF is not going to win the battle. And Israel says, no, it's okay. We'll take care of this. We don't need any other armies coming in to assist us. Any other armies coming in will just interfere. They'll sabotage Israel's effectiveness. America will sabotage Israeli military forces should they be allowed in the country. The UN sending in NATO troops will sabotage Israel. God is not going to allow it. God is with Israel. God is with Benjamin Netanyahu, whether you believe it or not. Through this group of people, not just the IDF, but when you see citizens lining up to be given permits to carry weapons, that's fear. That brings fear. The enemies won't sleep at night. And the citizens of Israel, many of them who are not communist, who understand what this war is about, they're going and signing on a piece of paper to get weapons. And they're going to engage. 4 days ago, there was a woman in a kibbutz. There were 20 Hamas terrorists, extreme radical terrorists, attacking the kibbutz. She opened up the armory, handed out the weapons to the people in the kibbutz. They neutralized every single one of them. Every terrorist was killed, not murdered. They were the murderers coming to murder. They were killed. This woman, 25 years of age, took out 5 terrorists by herself. When the citizens of a country are allowed to carry weapons, no one is going to sleep. And these Israeli citizens, they're going to protect themselves. Israel does not need any other armies of the world to fight her battles. God is not going to allow it. Not in this war, Psalm 83. God is not going to allow America to send in troops. Netanyahu has already told them, no, we're doing great. But America, and this is what irks the American people. This is what drives them insane. That Israel is being funded financially, being supported by organizations in the United States, Air Force, military, cargo planes flying in weapons to Israel. This drives the American people insane. But if you see it from the Bible, the biblical point of view, the United States and Babylon the great empire at the end of the world, they work together. And Israel is going to be supported politically, financially, militarily by the United States. We send the weapons, their military will use them in a proper way, in a proper fashion. But remember, the United States, we are going to occupy Israel in the near future. We have a motive. The Bible says it's going to happen, but we have to trade tit for tat. We send money, political support, weapons now, and we invade later. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, will be back.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
It's a perfect time to plant trees during the Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of carry-out size shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 7 to 8 foot tall flowering tree for only $269.50 and get another tree for only 50 cents. That's 2 7-gallon trees for only $270.
You come take see. I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Call out the instigator, because there's something in the air. We got to get together sooner or later, because the revolution's here, and you know it's right.
So you have a little nation that is apparently going to be wiped off the face of the earth. Then you have these hundreds of thousands of terrorists surrounding Israel that have endless supplies, it would seem, of rockets, missiles, weapons. You have a David and Goliath situation. And that's exactly what it is. A little king, a little young man, David, going up against a heavily armored Goliath with shield, sword, stature, and little David with a slingshot with five rocks, one for each of the brothers of Goliath. So you have Hamas, Hezbollah, you have the Houthi in Yemen, you have the Liwa Fatemiyoun in Syria, you have the Badr organization in Iraq. So you have these five brothers, and you have David with a slingshot and five rocks, polished, meaning they're going to hit the target. America wants to send in troops, and once we send in troops, we get to have a seat at the table, so to speak. We get to dictate the conditions to Israel. We get to control from within. Benjamin Netanyahu says, no, thank you. No, we don't need help. We're doing just fine. And they are. The UN, NATO, like to send in troops to, we just want to help. No, it's not help, it's control. We're not ignorant of these plans of the globalists. Within Israel, in the political system, you have the globalists sitting side by side with Benjamin Netanyahu, who is not a globalist. He made some mistakes by listening to some of the Jewish powerful people in Pfizer to allow vaccinations on his people. Deceived. I'm not going to make that mistake again. So you have this little David. This little David is going to take out Goliath and all of his brothers, and the world is going to, you think the world would be happy. Israel has done a great service. Egypt is going to be happy. Egypt has been on a construction in the midst of a great plan. They've been building above and below the ground walls at their border. They share the border with the Palestinians right on the Gaza Strip. I'm reading out of Revolver.News. To keep immigrants from rushing in, they built this wall. To keep terrorists from rushing in, they built this wall. It's in the first phase of the building, which began in January. It's going to be 8 miles across, 16 feet deep, 20 feet tall. You're not going to be able to penetrate it. They're keeping out. They don't want the Palestinians. They don't want the citizens from Gaza. Nobody wants them. King Jordan, he's saying, no, don't send them to Jordan. We don't want them. Turkey doesn't want them. They're going to go into Lebanon. Some will go into Egypt. And then the Hamas, they're restricting them from leaving Gaza. Oh, but we're about the people. We're about the children. We're about the mothers. It's about the children. And Hamas is keeping them in.
Israel says, get out. We don't want to hurt you. We'll give you time. We don't want to bomb you. And Hamas says, no. Why? Because the age-old strategy of these terrorist groups, they need human shields. These cowards need people to hide behind, children and women and young boys. The world is wising up to these type of people. So King Abdullah of Jordan, he's desperate to keep Jordan out of the war. He doesn't want militants. He doesn't want Palestinians in his country. These nations surrounding Israel, they don't want these refugees. They're uneducated. The leaders of all these terrorist groups, these leaders, they send their children to Western schools to learn all of the math and languages, science, communication, everything. But this is not their plan for the Palestinian people. They are wealthy. They live in palaces. But the other that they use as their tools live in poverty. We'll be back.
Tommy here with Revo Knives. We're a Colorado company looking for local customers who own a business that want to make a gift for their customers or employees that they'll always use and remember. We customize our knives with your logo and information so they always look at who to get back to when they need your service. Head over to our website at RevoKnives.com or give us a call at 720-947-9599. And as always, live sharp.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592, just like that.
Okay, we're finishing today's program. So, you have Goliath and his brothers surrounding Israel, and David is going to destroy them all. Benjamin Netanyahu, when this war is concluded, all these enemies will be neutralized. Then, right on the heels of Psalm 83 in the fulfillment of this prophecy, you're going to have Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, Russia, Turkey, Iran, Ethiopia, Libya, other nations from the old Soviet bloc are coming to a new property that Israel will occupy. Israel is going to expand her borders across the Jordan River into the nation of Jordan. And when this happens, this is going to be too much. Russia will make her move with Iran and all these other countries. They're not going to allow it.
America is going to be in the Mediterranean with all of the ships. Russia's there right now with a nuclear submarine. Greece has her armies there on the ocean. England has some ships there. So Russia is not going to come by ship. Russia and the Allies will come by land into present-day Jordan, where they will be destroyed. When that war is concluded, the next great threat to Israel will be the United States of America. And in the distant future, China. When the war with Russia is concluded, many of the people of the countries will believe that this is Armageddon. It won't be Armageddon. Armageddon doesn't happen for an additional 7 years into the future. It's just a warning that Armageddon's coming. It's an indicator that the United States is going to begin occupying the occupation in the Middle East. And the powers of the United States, well, the United States, we're just in the 9 years out. This country is going to cease to exist any longer. You don't have to believe me. But you see, in the future, this coming Antichrist is going to destroy America. And most Christians don't even have an idea. They think that it's going to be Russia that destroys America. It's not. It will be a president of this country that will nuke this country. You don't have to believe me. But just remember, in the future, the doomsday clock is ticking. We have nine years, and between now and the time that Christ comes, it's a time for God's children to present to their families, to the people, to the nations, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is near. The time when Christ rules the world is about to take place. You can't stop it. And he has to come because the wicked people in the kingdom of darkness, they're going to cause misery, suffering, anguish to the nations like never before. They're going to take these wars to a new level. Famine is going to go to a completely different place, a new level. I hate to say it. Phrase it that way. Murder, death, destruction, famine, calamities are the future for the whole world, not just for America. Let's visit tomorrow, see what transpires overnight. Podcasts are on 1360khnc.com. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. The Present Truth is a program. See you tomorrow. We'll visit again, 2 p.m. Mountain Time, here on 1360 AM Radio, Johnstown.
Clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.